You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kuminga, Cam Thomas, Jaden Ivey, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart. They're all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. We're talking FanDuel. It's Friday, March 29th. We got a very difficult slate ahead of us. Not a ton of value. You guys are going to hate everything at the top, but what are you going to do? That's where we stand right now. So like, subscribe, notification bell, follow me on Twitter. Oh, by the way, it's baseball season. The promo code is DINGER. Get yourself 30% off any MLB package at stochastic.com. Links are in the description. Projections and ownership, Sims tool, contest generator, lineup generator, Discord, weekly packages, monthly packages. Whatever you're looking for on the MLB side, we can make it happen. And this is the deal that we have for you to start off this baseball season. Again, promo code DINGER. Enter it at checkout or click the link in the description. In first at number five, I have Ayo Dosunmu, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,400, projected 28. The goal is 38, and he's in the winning lineup 18% of the time. Interesting matchup against Brooklyn. These teams are basically the exact same in offensive rating, defensive rating, and pace. Dosunmu's going to play around 37 minutes. He'll be a 0.75 guy, but the playing time is huge. 14.5 points, 3.5 boards, 3.5 assists, a stock and a half, nice MPE. He's just a guy that fits today. Very easy to get to in any construction. At number four, we have Chimezie Metu, power forward center eligible, 5K, projected 24, goal 32, winning lineup 21% of the time. We've seen him get a start recently for the Pistons and certainly could again today with all the injuries that they have. 28 minutes, 0.85 fantasy points per minute. Massive pace up spot against a very bad Washington Wizards defense. 10 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, close to 2 stocks. The fact that you can put him in at power forward is carrying all of the weight here for Metu. Miles Bridges in at number 3, small forward, power forward eligible, 7,800, projected for 38. The goal is 44. He's in the winning lineup 22% of the time. I went 39 minutes, 22 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, and a stock and a half. It's a pace-up spot against Golden State. They're at home, which I guess helped. They are 12-point underdogs, which isn't ideal. But Bridges is a fantasy point-per-minute guy. He has an MPE, and I think he's well worth the pseudo-payup price at 7,800. My boy is here once again, Aaron Nesmith, small forward, power forward, 5,200, projected 25, goal 33, winning lineup 25% of the time. Remember, he will not be in this spot by the time we get to live before lock at 6 o'clock. Value will bring him down, but mid-tier MPE plays will always climb in the morning. He plays 30 minutes a night. He's normally a 0.85 guy. He just hasn't been playing like that as of late. It's part of the reason his price is as low as it is. 14 points, 4 boards, an assist and a half, and a stock and a half. In a pace-up spot against the Lakers, probably sees a little bit of LeBron James, picks up that defensive duty. I'm anxious to see it. We talk about him a lot. It hasn't gone great for Nesmith lately. It's not changing today, at least in terms of my recommendation. Finally, the number one contender is Lu Dort, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,800, projected 23.5, the goal's 31, winning lineup 26% of the time. This is easy. Phoenix doesn't have a very good defense. Lu Dort's going to play around 30 minutes or more in a competitive game, and it's the perfect game for Dort because you can throw him at Bradley Beal, you can throw him at Devin Booker. He has heavy defensive work to do. But the big piece here is that we don't expect to have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That changes everybody's usage rate, everybody's assist rate. The whole entire scope of the Oklahoma City Thunder changes with no SGA, and the massive improvements are not shown in the price. He'll be around a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy, 13 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, plus a stock and a half. This one's not going anywhere because of the value you get from not having Shai. Lu Dort is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, March 29th. DraftKings version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again Monday morning for another edition of The Contenders.